WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today we speak with Claire Ansberry Smith of Mount Lebanon, who's been running the Jesse Games for the past 5 years in memory of her late daughter.
When her daughter, Jesse, passed away at age 23 in 2013, Claire Ansberry Smith knew right away that she wanted to do something to commemorate her life. But she didn't want it to be a typical charity event.
I mean, there's a lot of wonderful events out there, like walks and runs and dinners, and each parish has a fair. But we wanted something where it was games and just having fun, sort of an Olympic theme, if you want. Kids love to do that.
So Ansberry Smith and her husband decided to do something they thought Jesse would have really liked, a yearly fundraising event packed full of fun carnival games. They called it the Jesse Games.
It's just like a huge, big family picnic and carnival with some of the traditional games like, you know, watermelon eating contests and water balloon tosses, you know, dunk tank, obstacle courses. The Pittsburgh pierogies come. It's just a lot of fun. And then we always end the day with a cookout.
Ansberry Smith says Jesse was always passionate about children, raising money for St. Jude's Hospital and even going to Florida to work with migrant families. So the Jesse Games were originally held at Jesse's former high school, Seton LaSalle in Mount Lebanon, to benefit summer lunch programs for disadvantaged kids. But as the scope of the games grew and more neighborhoods began to offer their own summer lunch programs, Ansberry Smith says they decided to dedicate the proceeds instead toward Roller Coasters, a Pittsburgh Catholic Charities program for young children.
It helps kids who have gone through some sort of trauma in their lives, whether it be divorce or serious illness or death, just helps them deal with that event in their life.
She says income from the Jesse Games also goes toward a back-to-school program to buy shoes and clothes for low-income families as their kids start the school year. Ansberry Smith says the games provide an opportunity for the people who knew Jesse to reconnect every summer.
Some of the kids that, you know, she went to high school with have been every year volunteering. And, you know, some of the parents who were her friends in high school come back and volunteer. Or the kids, from grade school, their parents come back and volunteer.
While many of the volunteers are from the Mount Lebanon community, Ansberry Smith says friends and family have come in from as far as Ohio, Michigan, and even California to take part in the games. Ansberry Smith says she thinks her daughter would have enjoyed the Jesse Games.
She would be racing with everybody and dunking her brothers in the tank, or her father, yeah.
The 5th annual Jesse Games will be held on Saturday, July 21st, on the football field of Pittsburgh Central Catholic High School. I'm Noah Broad, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.